Well, Neil, obviously a disappointing result today. How would you assess your side's performance?
Well, it wasn't just a disappointing result, it was a disappointing performance. I think we conceded the first goal and we feel a little bit fragile. We're a young team and they felt a little bit sorry for themselves, and we haven't got time to do that because the teams coming and playing against us, whether it's home or away, are going to take advantage of that. And it's a little bit of a roller coaster at the moment. We've got to pick the players up, of course, for the next game. We've gone four games getting beat, and then we've gone like seven games undefeated, and now we've gone three games getting beat again. So let's get back to the basics. Let's work hard on the training field. Let's try and pick the boys up and give them lots of confidence going into the game against Southend, because that game's gone now. We cannot really do much about it. We've just got to make sure that we're focused and switched on and perform a little bit better as an individual as well as the team, to try and get us a result against Southend.
You use the word fragile. Is it a slightly fragile dressing room at the moment?
Well, it is. It always is when you get beat. I think everybody feels sorry for themselves when they get beat. And it's unlike us, I think, at home. I think, you know, apart from the first three games where you feel yourself in and we get heavily punished, and then go on a run of five games to put some points on the board and perform really, really well. And the crowd got behind the team in that. But they were a little bit frustrated today, and that was only natural because we didn't perform. We didn't really stop the opposition from playing, and we certainly didn't pass the ball as well as what we could do to create chances. Even though we created a couple of half chances, we didn't even hit the target. So that's the most disappointing thing of all.
Plenty of talk about the changes you made for the cup ties. You bring the A team back, so to speak, today, and it's slightly frustrating for you.
Well, it is. It is. I think losing games is not very nice, and the team at the moment are losing games, and they're feeling a little bit sorry for themselves, but we'll put them back on the training field on Monday, try and pick that, get the confidence going again. And they do work hard, but they just need that little bit of luck as well. But you have to work hard to making sure that we're ready for Southend, and that's the be and end all now, because as I say, the other games have gone.
Created a couple of terrific chances in that first half in particular. Put one of those away could be.
Yeah, well, that's I think that's the difference, you know. We cross the ball, we headed out, the lad comes inside and fires one in the top corner. When we seem to get a couple of chances in the first half, either to take the lead or to get back into the game, we seem to miss the target, or we don't make the keeper work, or we don't put the ball in the back of the net, and that's really frustrating.
You mentioned it yourself, it was six games unbeaten, looks like really encouraging signs. It's now three in the league, five in total on the spin. How concerned are you with that?
Well, I'm very concerned when we lose. Certainly, and but it's more concerning of the performance today. That's the worst we've played at home, without a shadow of a doubt. And we need to get rid of that as quick as we can. And as I say, perform much, much better against Southend.
And a real blow for you with the news from Henry Cameron. What a huge blow for him as well.
It is. For the lad, yes, of course. I think he's been brilliant this season. He hit a little bit of a brick wall. That's why I gave him a little bit of a rest. But he's certainly earned his international call-up. And that was fantastic for him and his family, and as well as the football club. And it's devastating to hear that you know, he's had a really bad injury and he's going to be out for the rest of the season. But we'll make sure that he's well looked after, and we'll get him back hopefully stronger than what he was before he got injured.
Have you heard any further details on it, kind of how it came about?
Well, ACL, I think it wasn't a tackle. He's gone to close somebody down and lost his footing on the pitch. Supposedly the pitch wasn't the best, but that's for everybody, and it's just one of them unfortunate accidents, to be fair. And sometimes that happens. It's unfortunate for him and it's devastating for him, but as I say, we'll make sure he's trepped by the right people, we'll give him the right rehab, and we'll get him back stronger than what he was before he got injured.
Obviously a player light, does that allow you to perhaps go back into the loan market?
Well, really, yes, option? I think we have to try and replace, you know, we've had a couple of injuries at the back, we've tried to bring a defender in to try and strengthen that up, we've had to bring a goalkeeper in because we've had two injuries to the goalkeeper, so we're always trying to bring people in to try and improve the squad. And feeling a little bit fragile might make me work quicker in the window to try and bring a couple in to try and strengthen and give the confidence to the players.